from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I got enough sleep last night. I got up around 7:30 this morning. KM to AM. Another five-hour sports talk show on The Fan in New York. Call up 888-808-1019. I guarantee we're going to talk sports. I cannot wait to see the Mets sweep the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go, Mets! We got to cue up that George Santos, let's go Mets. There's no better time, there's no better day to overuse the voice of George Santos. We're going to use that today. Let's get that game on in here coming up in a couple minutes. My guy Eitan Levine will join us at 8:15. He's a Mets fan, and he'll be throwing out the first pitch at a Mets game coming up later this week. I think Wednesday, maybe. Interesting enough, right? We'll get to the bottom of how the Mets even go about booking their first pitches. And, you know, he'll weigh in on the Mets season and what's to come. And he'll tell us how things have gone on his journey. He's trying to set a Guinness World Record for throwing out first pitches. So that's coming up at 8:15. Call now, though. 888-808-1019. Get in front of the line. I'm going to get to Daniel Jones. I spoke a little bit about it. And, you know, briefly, I just have to stay consistent. If I can say that preseason doesn't matter for Tommy DeVito in the first game, where everybody was pointing to Tommy DeVito and saying, look, he's still got it. Look at Tommy. Tommy DeVito, that could be our guy. If I could say, yo, preseason doesn't matter for him, then I got to stay consistent for the same thing with Daniel Jones, who hadn't played in X amount of months, and you could tell he was pressing. And hey, if you're going to throw interceptions, throw them in the preseason. Throw them in exhibition where they don't matter. Learn, please. I know you're still learning in year six. Please get that out of your system now, because Daniel Jones, you can't have it. You can't. Your career, your tenure here as the Giants quarterback relies on you making smart decisions with the football and not getting into trouble. Those were just bad decisions from a guy that hadn't been out there. And I hope he's not afraid. You know, injuries make a coward of anybody on the football field. I hope he's not afraid to protect himself, whatever. Maybe that's what he needed, to get out there, take a couple hits, struggle, fail, go to the film room with Brian Daboll, get yelled at, cursed at, and maybe that's behind him and he balls out. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to waste any more time. If you've listened to me, I've said things like, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like, I don't have shtick, but I do have some sayings that I've said on The Fan the last 3 years, like, don't piss on my head and tell me that it's raining. Sometimes I make it like, you know, piss on my leg, because when you do the visual, like, theater of the mind, it's not, but I think the phrase is like, don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. It was just pissing on our heads outside. It was a ton of rain. that just came through here. But follow me. This is where I'm going with this. I'm going to borrow some shtick from our very own Positive Tommy. I got to bang the drum of negativity. This is negative Keithy. My fellow Yankees fans, Clay Holmes is not my closer. He hasn't been my closer for a couple months now. I nicknamed him Pray Holmes because when he comes out, all I can do is pray. That was the spot last night. If there ever was a time, Sunday, and I remember last year getting on the fan saying, God don't even like these Yankees. They can't win on a Sunday. They ruined so many Sundays last year. That was the spot. A 1-0 game to come in and have a clean inning. We're done. We play Frank. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Game and series. Goodbye. After a great broadcast coming from Pennsylvania, all the little leaguers, I don't know if you guys saw the pregame stuff, them riding on the bus, signing autographs for little kids. Like, how can you not love that? Baseball is a kid's game. It's for the kids. You get into it as a kid, most of us. As a kid, I went down there in 98 and 99 to Little League World Series baseball camp. Got to play on the field that they have the Little League World Series, man. I'm jealous of those kids. And I'm thinking, right, Mother Nature was down for the Yankees to win. Didn't rain the game out. Got the game in. The Little League Classic, the first time that the New York Yankees playing it. And some of those kids from all across the country, all across the globe, will never make it to Yankee Stadium. Some of them will never get to see the Yankees on the road. That was their only time to see the New York Yankees. Bam, 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 bam. They even embraced the Martian. Break glass in case of emergency. They sent the Martian up. I got that news live at Fanatics Fest. I didn't have any internet. Paul texted me. I'm like, nice. We got something. But you know what? The Yankees find a way. I was on late Friday night till 2 a.m. into Saturday morning. And I was taking calls where people were saying, yeah, we're rolling. Yeah, Keith, the Yankees are back. Oh, yeah, they're hitting their groove now. And I'm saying, wait, wait, wait. Pump your brakes. Not to be negative Keithy, but this isn't a dominant stretch. They just got embarrassed a week ago. Last Monday, they got embarrassed by the worst team in baseball, historically bad team. What are you guys talking about? They win a couple games against the Chicago White Sox and one game against the Detroit Tigers, and everybody's saying, World Series back on. I'm like, no, 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 no. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You run Clay Holmes out there over and over and over and over again. That's insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Nobody expected. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm exhausted last night, but I got to stay up and watch the Yankee game. And my wife's like, turn the TV off. I'm like, it's bottom of the night. She's like, they're up 1-0. I'm like, Clay Holmes is in. I say to my wife, well, you think Clay Holmes is going to get these three outs? You think he's going to give up a run? She didn't say anything. She gave me a look. My wife isn't a huge Yankee fan, but she pays enough attention to be like, if the question is, in a one-run game, is Clay Holmes, the same guy you're calling Pray Holmes, that you started hashtag pray for Clay, I'm gonna take that he's going to give up a run. And of course he does. So don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining when you say, yeah, you know, he had good pitches. Yeah, you know, he located his stuff. It's always an excuse. There's always some type of reason why this one guy didn't do his job. And now, I know it's not just his fault. The New York Yankees turned into the New York Stankies just as soon as you started to say, they're back. I'm at Fanatics Fest Saturday. A Yankee fan comes up to me and goes, yo, we're winning 4-0. I said, no, we're not. I was in there listening to Emmanuel and Susan in my headphones, in my AirPods. Obviously bopping around, talking to people, but I'm paying attention to the game. I'm like, no, we're not. They took Rodon out. Like, what are you talking about, bro? I'm like, you're watching a different game? MLB had a whole big screen above their activation where the Yankee fans went in the bottom of the night to watch the Yankees get shut out again. How many shutouts this year? And then you face Tarek Skubal, who had a great interview, and Garrett Cole had a great interview. I loved how they, I thought the broadcast was great. Even Mike and Up guys, like, I thought the broadcast was great out there, and those kids stole the show. The energy that the kids brought. Is it harder to play in front of a bunch of little kids or a bunch of drunks? 888-808-1019. But back to last night. Tarek Skubal, he's one of the best. He's probably the AL Cy Young winner this year. I can understand he shuts you down. I'm not blaming it all on Clay Holmes. The offense disappeared. But again, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You get a couple guys back. You send Dominguez up because you get the 27th man. You have three different lineups for three different games in one series. I know this is not the 90s or early 2000s, and they play matchups, and they platoon guys, and they try to get guys reps, and this, that, and yada, yada. But man, like, the Yankees have to lead the league in different lineups every single year. Why? We don't get a trophy for that. And I know there's a ton of you that say, hey, Austin Wells should be the catcher more times than not. Why do we need to see DJ at first base? Oswaldo Cabrera, what does Cabbie have to do to just get some love? Good to see O with the toe on Friday. Oswald Peraza help us get a win. But even in that first game, it was his homer, a Judge homer. A lot of the rest of the guys, where'd they go? The offense was not there. Even Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, couldn't will us to victory. So I'm watching the game, and I'm like, that's 18 innings that they only scored one run. Then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, they didn't even really score that run. That was our old pal, Mr. Wild Pitch. Come on down. Break the game open for us. So Gleyber Torres scores on a wild pitch. And then you have a spot for Clay Holmes. If that is your closer, if that's the guy that you're telling us you're committed to, everyone from Brian Cashman to Aaron Boone to Aaron Judge, general manager, manager, and captain, all telling you, we believe in Clay. Everybody in this clubhouse believes in Clay. Stop. Stop lying to me. Stop lying to us. Don't piss on my head and tell me that it's raining. 888-808-1019. It does not have to be this way. I'm done with it. That was the spot last night. I had a great weekend. I was exhausted, and I couldn't fall asleep. I'm twisting and turning because I want the Yankees to win the World Series. And if you think you're winning the World Series with Clay Holmes, a.k.a. Prey Holmes, as your closer, you're not serious about winning the World Series. You're an unserious group. 888-808-1019. You just do things, and then you try to back them. You die hard on your trades. You die hard on your contracts and your decisions. And I understand that. No one wants to admit they're wrong. But for the greater good, for the entire Yankee universe, you got to come off this one. And you don't have to scream it from the rooftops. I don't need to read Craig Kimbrell loses the closer spot. Paul Sewald removed from closer duty. Edwin Diaz being moved to a softer landing spot. I use those as examples because everybody else can do it, but there are 29 teams and the New York Yankees. The Yankees can't do that with Clay Holmes. Why? His contract? No, go look up his contract. It's not binding. It's expiring. This is a one-year deal. Like, he's gone next year. I saw a New York Post headline, you know, retaining Clay Holmes could stop the Yankees from re-signing Juan Soto. The trolling that goes on. Clay can go. I get that Clay is a nice guy. I made a joke around the All-Star when Bruce Bochy didn't use him, and obviously he used Emmanuel Clase. He had those two left. Emmanuel Clase will be here. As the Yankees face the Guardians, you don't need to have this in big, blocky letters. What you say and what you do are two different things. You don't have to tell us he's lost the closer position, the closer role, the closer job. Just do it. There has to be some rules. He can't pitch in a situation like that ever again. A one-run game? No. No, we don't have any time left. The dog days of August, they're running out. Then it'll be September, right? And I saw everybody running with the Clay Holmes has 10 blown saves. If he only saved half of those games, the Yankees would have a 5-game lead. And then I heard Evan come through with the facts. The Yankees have gone 3-7 after Clay has blown saves. They've been able to figure out how to win three games after that. Miracles. But I'm tired of praying when he comes on the mound. I'm tired of looking for miracles. You need something solid. You have so much talent. How can you let games get thrown away by Clay Holmes that you traded Hoyt Park for? What is going on? Am I in bizarro world? 888-808-1019. They got to be better than that. They're supposed to be elite. They're supposed to be a standard of excellence. Brian Cashman said this is supposed to be the mecca of baseball. Well, how do you have a Lamborghini and a Ferrari batting second and third? You're whipping those guys around. You live in a mansion. But late at night when you lay your head on the pillow, you're sleeping on a cot. 888-808-1019. Clay Holmes is the cot. It doesn't make sense. Get a better bed. So when we're ready to close the day, we can sleep peacefully at night. That bothered me last night. I was ready to go to bed. I'm like, this is stupid, bro. This is so dumb. This is plain Jane stupid. This is plum dumb. Fool me, can't fool me again. That's another thing I say. How many times can you be fooled? The Mariners series, when the Yankees were up 4-1 in the ninth? Oh, maybe when we were about to sweep the Royals and Bobby Witt Jr. four games, and the Yankees are up one run in the ninth. Oh, no, no, no. It was the rivalry. 4th of July weekend in our building. Masataka Yoshida. Remember that? Like, we could keep going. Camden Yards. The Yankees come back. Uncle Ben Rice, that ball is cooked. Yeah, let's go, Yanks. Yeah, we're about to sweep the Orioles. We're about to take first place into the Clay Holmes walks a couple guys. Volpe bobbles the ball. Verdugo falls flat on his face. All right, don't worry about it. It's in the past. And then you get an opportunity like last night, and that one grinds my gears. That's another thing I say. That one grinds. You know what grinds my gears? That the Yankees have all of these fans. They have all of these really smart baseball fans, and I don't claim to be baseball savant, but you don't have to be. There's kids that are going to call tonight. There are kids that they can't drive yet. They still got to take their SATs. They see it. They know it. This guy's not a closer. He's not. When will it end? Is it going to end in October? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Are you outside of your mind? Are you going to actually do that to us? Because if that's the case, then I'm not getting my hopes up. Because right now, my hopes are not up. I want to win the World Series. I think this can be a World Series winning team. But you know why? You know what that's based in? The fact that no other team in Major League Baseball is going to be a 100-win team. Not the Yankees. Nobody. Nobody is that clearly dominant. Everybody has gone through their struggles. Everybody's had a bad stretch. And you know what? With the expanded postseason, it's that random. Wild card teams end up getting there, and it's all about who's healthy, who stays hot, and who made moves at the deadline. Oh, let's go back. Yankee fans, myself included, on this airwaves, I said to Brian Cashman to his face, Brian, if you're listening, you know what I said. I put the video out. I said, if this is the year, when you look around baseball, if this is the team, you did it in the offseason, making the trade to get Juan Soto. You had to give up a Michael King, who 2 years ago, when he got hurt in 2022, I knew they weren't going to get it done because he was going to be the weapon. He was going to be the weapon coming out of the bullpen to get us big outs, to maybe save us from a potential Clay Holmes collapse. But I understand you got to give up a Michael King to get a generational talent in Juan Soto. I said you did it. You stacked the deck. Even Verdugo, Stroman, you made the right moves. You didn't go sign Jordan Montgomery. You didn't go sign Blake Snell. This is the team. Stack the deck. That is something else that I also say a lot. It's not shtick. It's just real. Like, stack the deck. Because Aaron Judge is in his prime and y'all are chilling. Aaron Judge is ridiculous. He's got to get to a World Series. We can't waste another year without putting that guy in the Fall Classic. And you know what they did at the deadline? They got us Jazz. Quick pop. Jazz is hurt. He'll be back. Jazz is having the time of his life out there. The biggest kid out there. He found himself a little brother, adopted a little brother. He's sitting with the kids. He's talking it up. He can't play. He's in full Yankee uniform, rocking the road, Greg. Good for him. He's filming out there. Good for him. They get his Jazz Chisholm, which to me, I think, marked off a bunch of boxes. Potential leadoff hitter. They've yet to do that with him. I don't know. Maybe when he comes back, we don't have to watch Verdugo or Glaber. I don't even know. Whatever. A guy that we thought was going to be center field, second base, first game he plays center. No, he turns into a third baseman. Wow. But other than that, right, he's hurt. He's not available. And we're screaming. My boy Matt from MLB Network texts me. Him and I go through a lot of this Yankee stress a lot. A lot of my friends text me as the game ended last night. I went to sleep. I didn't text you guys back till the morning. He said fans begged the front office for bullpen help. They got two relievers. One was DFA'd. The other has allowed 16 hits and 8.1 innings. They wasted 1 year of Judge and Soto. It's been 15 years without a World Series. They need to wake the up because this is becoming a disgrace. 888-808-1019. I don't want to be on WFAN after a postseason game where we blow it in the ninth inning, where we fight, where we have it. That was the exact game yesterday. A nationally televised game, no other game on, the whole world watching, and Clay Holmes going out there, not being able to get it done. Them being able to force extras, that gave everybody in the world a chance to laugh at the modern-day Yankees, laugh at the modern-day Yankees and say, yup, they're not what they think they are. Best record in baseball, so what? Potentially a winner of the AL East, so what? They have holes, they have flaws that they refuse to acknowledge, that they refuse to fix. But let that be it. Clay Holmes is not my closer. He's Pray Holmes. Hashtag pray for Clay. But I don't want to have to pray at the end of a game where Marcus Stroman did what he had to do against Tarek Skubal. Tommy Canley did what he had to do. Luke Weaver did what he had to do. And the guy that's been an all-star, and I joked, I said nobody has bought his all-star jersey. I've seen people with the Judge all-star jersey, Soto all-star jersey. Nobody went to buy a Clay Holmes all-star jersey. He didn't even step foot in the game. Don't tell me that he was an all-star. Don't give me metrics and numbers. Don't tell me about the beginning of the season. There were games last year. I was done with Clay last year. When the Rockies beat us, when we went out to Coors Field to start the second half, and the Rockies beat us, and Clay was part of that collapse. I said, I'm done, bro. This team finds way to lose. They find ways to lose, and this guy's part of it. 888-808-1019. So there's my spiel, but that's nothing new. You've heard all of that from me. Maybe you never heard of Negative Keithy and banging the drum of negativity, but I'm tired of it. I'm done. This team has too much talent. They have too much opportunity with everybody in baseball being just mediocre. All right. Fix the one problem that has cost you so many games, and maybe you'll have a chance to make a run to the Fall Classic, end your drought, and then you'll grow a money tree just getting to the World Series. Even if you lose the World Series, you'll grow a money tree so big with the world seeing the New York Yankees back in the World Series. Shout out to my guy Ryan Garcia from Fireside Yankees. You know, he said to me, I'm not going to get upset this year. You know, he was like, you know, back in like 2020, that was the year that broke me. I'm like, damn, 2020 was the year that broke you. I mean, all these years break us, but like, now we got to guard ourselves. If they want to stay stuck on stupid, we can't put our hearts into it. We can't put our feelings into it because we know it doesn't make any damn sense. And you know what he said to me? This year, if they don't get it done, they don't get it done. Because they had opportunities. They had opportunities to sign guys. They had opportunities to trade for guys. They had opportunities to bench guys, send other guys up. They don't have to do some of the things they consistently keep doing. But since they're the smartest guys in the room, right? Last season ended, they went 82-80. They had a check your egos at the door meeting. But they were supposed to bring in a third party to audit them. No, we don't need a third party. And here we are again. They should have had that third party. I'm hoping for an intervention. Somebody, please, during this off day tonight, I am on till 12. Maybe somebody will hear me. Enough is enough. You do not have to force feed Clay Holmes to us anymore. 888-808-1019. I'll be at the game tomorrow. If it's a close game, which it's going to be, you're playing the Guardians, right? They're coming here and their intention is to show that they're better than you. Plant a seed for, I don't know, the postseason if you run into them. Do not cut the lights out for Clay Holmes. Play his music, his entrance music, but don't make the lights flicker and do all that nonsense that you started doing after he had a solid month of the season and you thought he was lights out. Do not turn the lights out. Keep the lights on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning calling signal. Takes the snap. Looks left. Talks about first. Wide open. Touchdown Giants. In the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, I'm ready. 888-808-1019. 1019 FM, KM to AM. Let's get right into it. First call goes to Penn down in Baltimore. Hello, Penn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
What I want to say about Clay Holmes is that the Yankees should bench him. You can't have him sitting there pitching and then blowing every single game possible, especially against the O's.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because you can see guys get benched. You saw Gleyber Torres get benched. And he's a reliever, so it's not even... He sits on the bench the whole game. They just
need to let him do that some more.
They need to just take the closer role away from him. It can't be ninth inning, I'm going to my closer, and that guy's the closer. It's done. He lost the job. If I come in here and I have 10 terrible shows in 5 months, they're going to have to reconsider the position. I closed the night. I got to have a decent show. If I'm not doing my thing, they're going to say, hey, maybe we can find somebody better to do the job.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that his contract is a one-year contract. The Yankees won't have to have him again.
That's good for us, right? Like, he's a free agent after this year. We won't have to go through this. We won't have to we don't have to pray every time he goes on the mound. We won't have to sweat out every pitch he throws.
And who do you think's going to take him?
That's not none of my business. That's not for me to worry about. You know, anybody, anybody in baseball can take Clay Holmes. We need to figure out who's going to close for the New York Yankees.
You could have Tommy Canley do it.
That's a good idea. I heard Tommy Canley, Luke Weaver. I mean, at this point, anything is better than this because this consistently hasn't been it.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call, Penn. 888-808-1019. I told you you're going to hear some kids. The kids say he should be benched. He's a reliever. You can't really bench a reliever, but he should be stripped of the title. I used examples of Craig Kimbrell, who's an all-time guy up there this year, trying to, you know, solidify his career. The Baltimore Orioles are like, no, we're trying to win, bro. We can't. I know we picked you up hoping there was something left in the tank. We can't keep running you out there. Paul Sewald, no, buddy, not good enough. I think they said Frank the Tank cursed him. Not good enough, demoted. Edwin Diaz, when he struggled, put him on the IL, gave him a softer landing spot. Yeah, we're going to use him. And then they got him right. How come Clay is just like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Kevin is on Long Island. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Mr. Keith. Shout out to you and the producer, ignorance of me not getting his name. Listen, two quick points. The Yankees, shout out to them going to the Kids World Series. Keep
This is a children's program. I started off with a kid calling. You started off your call good, you know, saying, you know, good on the Yankees going out to the Little League Classic, Little League World Series for those kids. Keep the game going, grow the game, and then in the next breath, dropping F-bombs on us. There's kids on the line that can hear that. I'm quick on that dumb button, though. 888-808-1019. Keep the line moving. Steven in Caldwell. Go for it.
How we doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. So I'm a huge Mets fan, but my girl is the biggest Yankee fan of all time. And after last night's game, we haven't talked since the loss for the Holmes. But all she talks about is Cabrera, how he's not playing. How is this guy not in the starting lineup every night?
They don't love him. That's what I always say. They don't love him like that. Your girl loves him because he's clutch. Your girl loves him because he's smiling from ear to ear. He's a nice guy. He's athletic. He's fast. He hustles. He plays with a spark. He provides a flair. He has done things this season that when we put together this season, he's going to pop up a lot in crucial moments. But the Yankees view him as not a good enough hitter.
And he's got to be the second baseman. He's got to be.
Over Gleyber Torres? They're not doing that. No, it's going to be Gleyber the rest of the time that Gleyber is here, which is the next 2 months and change, and that's it. They're not doing that. Right now, he's not like Oswald Peraza came up in that first game of the Tiger series. They sat him down, and I'm like, really? Really?
I know.
After he scored from second base on a sack fly against the White Sox, really? That's what you do to this kid? who's been with the team all year. Thanks for the call, Steven. So, like, yeah, like, a lot of relationships had to deal with that last night, New York Yankees. It's late at night. We're in bed with our significant others, watching the game, hoping the Yankees win the game and win the series, and you go out there and do the same thing. Whenever Clay comes out there, I just say, why? Why does it have to be this way? Over and over. Aren't you supposed to have a standard of excellence? You yourselves, right? I never bring up George. I never do that. But I understand when the Yankee fans say things like, George Steinbrenner would have never had. Do you think George Steinbrenner would allow them to keep running Clay Holmes out there as the closer? No. He would have packed Clay's stuff by now. He would have had him on the first flight to anywhere. Dave is in Maplewood, New Jersey on the Fan in New York. You ready, Dave?
I am ready, Keith. It's great to hear you tonight. We've talked before. You know me. I'm a diehard Yankee fan like you. I'm going to watch every inning, every out until they're done this year. But it's depressing because we know how it's going to end. And the sad thing is, like, you know, I thought it was going to be different this year. They brought in lefties in the beginning of the season. They were grinding out up bats. You made a good point, different lineups every night. It seemed like, I don't know for how long, the first month and a half in the season, when they were really rolling, it seemed like we were getting the same lineup every night.
Mm-hmm.
And something changed. And they reverted back to what we've seen the last 15 years, which is just this hyper-analytic focused, punching the numbers, trying to think what they think is the best lineup, different guys all the time.
Oh, but, yeah, you know, it's analytically driven, right? That's what everybody wants to say. Analytics, they blame analytics, is analytically driven. Yeah, but, like, come on, bro. We got to use our brains. We can't use the computers. Everything can't be beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. Okay, the computer says.
Right, man. And that's the point, you know. You can't make a championship team in a lab. It's the intangibles that make championship teams. What you've said about Cabrera, the hustle he brings that you never see from Glaber, you know. And the thing about, you know, just because somebody brought up George, I know people don't like it when you say, well, George would have got this guy or this guy. The one thing that George set the tone from the top about winning every game mattered, and that went all the way down. You hear Jeter talk about the 98 team. He's, of course, they didn't win every game, but they wanted to.
Yeah, I'm talking about, Dave, with the standard of excellence. The tradition is winning.
Right.
You're not supposed to lose to the Detroit Tigers when A.J. Hinch calls up all these kids and they say, oh, yeah, we're just trying to get a look at everybody.
Right, and here's the point. Like, where Cashman has said it, this is the philosophy that's wrong with the Yankees that's going to, and as long as Cashman is there, it's going to be the same, where he said, we just want to get to the playoffs and it's a crapshoot. And if you have that attitude, then losing any one of 162 games doesn't matter. That's why we can pick up all these relievers from the trash heap for that other guy's DFA'd.
In the crapshoot, why don't you take the advantage that's right in front of you? You can win the division, have the best record in baseball, and get a bye. You'll have an easier path. You'll have less games to play. You can't afford to keep running your pitchers out with that many games to play. You're always hurt. You need to take the easiest route. So time is running out. Go get it. Like, you have to go after it. I mean, hopefully the Mets handle some business for us these next 3 days, but, like, it's right in front of you. There's so many little things. These Clay Holmes games, if you would have been able to win three of them, right?
Right. And not just settle for being the best team in a weak year. You know, you have an opportunity. We have two historically great players, and three Cole is on.
And
right?
one could be out of here, like Clay is probably out of here. One of them might be out of here. It's not a guarantee that he comes back, because we all love the Yankees. We like the pinstripes, the uniform. We like to watch the Yes Network and watch Yankeeography. Juan Soto has nothing to do with that. He's going to the highest bidder.
So we got an opportunity like that. Don't just say, we'll make it to the playoffs and see what happens. Drop the hammer. You know, bring in, get a stud reliever. Get multiple stud relievers.
You have Aaron Judge hitting
Davis.
300 home runs in 955 games. This guy has hit some home runs this year that are laughable. Like, I just laugh at him. You're thinking he's getting walked. They throw him high inside. He's boop, putting that over the fence for 300. It's like, you have to do everything to put this guy into the World Series. Thanks for the call, Dave. I know we're all on the same page. And I know they can hear us. I know they can hear us, but they don't care. They don't care what you think. They don't care if this is upsetting your relationship. They don't care if you're a diehard Yankee fan calling the Fan. You have died hard on 10 blown saves. You have died hard through the June gauntlet. You died hard when the Mets swept them. The Reds swept them. You guys all saw it this year, and we feel like we've come out of it a bit. Obviously, from the day that they announced Jazz Chisholm is traded to the New York Yankees, something changed with the team. I think a sense of urgency came over these guys. Good. Trent Grisham, you might not be playing tomorrow. Good. Gleyber Torres, you might not be playing. You might have to move to third base. Good. Alex Verdugo, like, Jason Dominguez is waiting in the wings. Did I expect him to come up and hit home runs last night? Not off of Tarik Skubal, no. No. We've talked for weeks about the decision with Dominguez. Obviously, he was hurt. People talk service manipulation and rookie of the year. That's nonsense. That's nonsense. He'll be here. But did I expect him to come up yesterday and be terrible? No, I didn't. But at the same time, it's baseball. It is what it is. And the lineup changing, like, the consistency is key. But they're going to have different lineups. You're going to see Austin Wells sit. Trevino is back. I told you guys this. Trevi's my guy. I met him a couple times. He's a good dude. Solid guy. They love him in that clubhouse. The pitch framing, the way he calls games, hopefully that helps the rotation and the bullpen. But you see a rookie come out of his shell and really become like Austin Wells, and you as a Yankee fan say, hey, this guy protected Judge. This guy hit some homers. This guy has made some great defensive plays. He really came into his own as a catcher. We want to see him get the bulk of the starts. They say, no, you don't know better. Nope, it's a small sample size. It's going to be him and Trevino, and we'll see how that goes. Ben Rice, right? Ben Rice, yeah, he struggled. But, I mean, he's been clutch. He's hit some home runs. He's made history. There's people that want to see him over DJ. DJ, I told you, it was good to see DJ win us two games in a week. The walk-off close game that he had, the single up the middle, and then obviously the six RBI game that he had in Philly. But I'm like, I can't buy into that. I have no stock in that. I mean, he's a former batting champ. He better find it. He better find it for a week. But I can't hang my hat on that's going to be something we can rely on. So here we are with the lineup of guys that, like, if it's not Soto, Judge, one or the other, we gotta rely on our old pal Wild Pitch to come through and save us. Emilio and Rockland, you're on the Fan. Let's rock.
What's going on? What's going on, Keith? How we doing?
The Mets are already up 2-0. Let's go, Mets!
Let's go, Mets!
No, not...
Yeah, no, but I wanted to come on here to just ask you a simple, you know, I've interviewed a bunch of fans, Yankee fans, Mets fans, all around, New York sports fans are cashing out NYC. We show love. We interviewed over 5,000 fans.
Yeah, you guys got to get me. Didn't you guys get me at the Pinstripe Pride event?
Yes, we did. 100%.
Now you're interviewing me on my own show. I've never been interviewed on my own show. Go for it.
All right. Yeah, I got you with a very difficult yet interesting start bench cut. We've asked the fans this past year this question. So, start bench cut: Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, and good old Aaron Judge.
That's tough. I'm starting Judge. I've already been on record. He's the best baseball player I've ever seen. No, there's no shot that I saw Mickey. No, there's no shot that I saw DiMaggio. That's tough because people are going to freak out and people are going to judge. You're starting Judge. I'm starting Judge over those guys. I'm going to bench Mantle. I'm going to cut DiMaggio. It is what it is. Ooh. And they're all great, but that's a tough question. And for this generation and for my age and for what I've been able to physically go to Yankee Stadium and see with my own eyes, I can't go off of Yankeeography. I can't go off of YouTube. I can't go off of books. I'm sure it was great back then when there were no cell phones. There were no Ubers. There was no technology. You know, there was no social media. I'm sure it was a grand old time to go to the ballpark and see Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio do their thing. But Judge doing it in this era, in this climate, with all this pressure, Judge, number one, the Mick, number two, and DiMaggio, number three.
Very much appreciate it. And, you know, we're always there before Saturday home games near the old Yankee Stadium, that park right there. We're before the games. And, you know, we interview Yankee fans. Copy. And, you know, we show love and the frustrations of Clay Holmes. But, hey, I mean, you know, we got to keep on moving, keep on pushing, and try to puzzle in that piece, those pieces, try and figure out, you know, what's going on.
They made a big mix and match, manage, and have the computer spit out a formula for what to do instead of throwing Clay Holmes in to blow the game. Thanks for the call, Emilio. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to James and you guys' content. Cashing out NYC on TikTok. Those guys have been grinding for years. They're people that, you know, just came out of Yankees Twitter. They've interviewed me. I didn't expect to get interviewed on my own show, but I don't go to too many Saturday games. Usually Saturday I got to be a family man. I got a whole kid. And so Saturday I try to stay home. But I will come find you guys. I know exactly where you guys are, like right by the park. So I'll come find you guys to get, you know, into your content. But anyway, yeah, start, bench, cut. That's a tough one. You can't do that. That's tough. You can't do that. Like, do start, bench. You can't do start, bench, cut, right? Like, just the premises of it. You're starting, benching, and cutting guys on the same team. Those three guys can't be on the same team. They played at different times. It doesn't work like that. But in theory, you know, I answered the question. But if you're going to play start, bench, cut, it should be guys in the same era, assuming that we're making the decision like a manager on the same team. Anyway, back to the phone we go. Peter in Lawrence, New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Well, I enjoy everyone who called so far, especially the little boy who reminds me of my 7-year-old grandnephew.
Yeah, what'd your grandnephew say about Clay Holmes over the course of this season?
10 blown saves, that's 10 wins.
Could be.
That's 10 saves he's blown.
Imagine we had a 10-game lead. Imagine we had a 3-game lead right now.
Correct. That reminds me of someone who says, when he comes up to the mound, how are you going to blow this one?
Yeah.
That was said by Thurman Munson, the Goose Gossage, and he is no Goose Gossage. But, you know, I would settle for David Robertson. I would settle for anyone. I'd even settle for Luke Weaver becoming all everyday closer because he's had his chance and he's blown it. And if my brother was alive, Paul Ligi, he'd be screaming at the TV left and right from Chicago, New York, or New Jersey. Wherever he ends up.
Thanks for the call, Peter. Okay, so we're all in lockstep. Nobody has called to challenge this. Nobody has called up to say, wait, Keith. It's on the defense. Wait, Keith. I mean, Clay's got some nasty stuff. I mean, if you watch the... Like, please, spare me with that. That's not what it's about at this point. Right now, you have the leader in blown saves, right? Just that. Just take that little nugget. The New York Yankees, on their team, have the leader in blown saves. 10 blown saves. And that's the guy that after he blows those 10 saves, you watch the Yankee postgame and they endorse him and tell you they're committed to him to being their closer. Those two things don't match. They can't coexist. It has to end. Let's go to Chelsea. Braulio, what's up, man? You got it.
Hey, what's up, Keith, man? Everything is good. I am one of the blind players that we play for the blind, two different type of baseball. And I'm calling because if we can go out there and bust over you know what to play these games and we give it all, why these people that they're paying so much money to them can't think back and try a little harder to do what they have to do? You're paid to save games, close games. And I'm from Panama, so I know. And I met Mariano before. So I'm spoiled. But still yet, these folks have to realize that you cannot do it just by saying, hey, I'm going out there and throw the ball. And the manager, please, young man, closer, if you're not proven, then blown save. That's a lot, my brother.
Yeah, that's how you lose a job. Lot. That's it. That's all you need. 10 is the number. You got the double-digit blown saves. Thanks for the call, man. I mean, yeah, I wonder, Braulio, if you heard the call I had with Miriam from Forest Hills late Friday night where Miriam was talking about some type of baseball device where blind people are able to play because they can hear the pitch coming. I think I was on, and Manny was producing. Manny was just like, he didn't think it was real. I think I made the joke. I was like, they need some device for Giancarlo Stanton when it's a slider away. some type of ringing device so he knows that pitch is coming. Maybe the Yankees can bang on a trash can or something. Oh, no, here come the Astros. Are we going to suffer the same fate in 2024? Are the New York Yankees going to end up in the crapshoot against the Astros, who it's never a crapshoot for? It's never a crapshoot for Houston. They figure it out. They can start off terrible. The Yankees can sweep them in their building last year, start off this year. But by the time they get to October, they figure it out for their fan base, for the home field advantage that they have in that house of horrors, which is Minute Maid Park. Are we going to run into them again? Because at this time, like, if this goes on again, I was there in 2015. I was there in 2017. I was there in 2019. I was there in 2022. This year, I might not even pull up. I watch from home. Seen the episode before. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You're going to let Clay Holmes blow a save against the Houston Astros in Yankee Stadium this year in October? Nah, bro, I'm not pulling up for that. That's crazy. Luca in Union County, tell me something. You're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going? Calling in, big fan of the show, been listening for a long time. My grandfather, big Yankees fan. We're from Springfield, Westfield area. So I'm looking at the situation with the Yankees right now, right? I'm seeing we got Soto. We don't know how long Soto's sticking around, right? For all we know, he's gone next season. Because I don't know what to say to people when I'm asked. I get asked a lot. What do the Yankees do at this point? Because we're in a weird situation right now in terms of we have this.
They're going to do things like pick up Tim Mesa. They're going to do things like, trusting their guys and trying to build up their confidence. Here you go, Clay. National television, one-run game. You got it, boss. No, you don't. Then we got to play Manfred's man on second, and you know the Yankees are losing. They have the worst record in Manfred man on second, extra innings, ghost runner games. They don't win those games. I think they've won two this year out of eight, maybe?
Right, yeah. It's extremely... I don't know what to do. I feel like every time I turn on the Yankees, it's like, it's a crapshoot, whether it's going to be, all right, we got this, or, maybe we don't. It's a weird situation. I'm not, baseball's not my main sport, right? I'm a hockey guy, soccer guy, but, baseball's there. I watched it a lot, and me rooting for the Yankees my entire life. I'm from the tri-state area. It's just what it is, You root for the Yankees. So, it's such a weird situation.
Yeah, you don't know what to do. You feel helpless, right? When I feel like I don't know what to do, when I feel helpless, when I don't have the answers, I pray. That's why I called him Pray Holmes. Hashtag pray for Clay. That's all we can do. Last night, I went to sleep. I said my prayers. I didn't include pray. I didn't include pray for Clay. I didn't include him in any prayers because it was done. Now I'm praying that the Yankees just actually wise up and say, yo, we can't. Are you guys nuts? Are we going to do this to our fans? Are we really going to keep doing this to our fans the rest of the way? There has to be some Clay rules. You heard of the Jabba rules? No, there needs to be Clay rules. Clay cannot come in a game unless there's a 3-run lead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.